Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 74, Effective Strength Training from Anywhere. In this episode, I discuss two strength methods I'm currently using, and these can be done in the gym or at home. For a quick strength recap, I'm strength training 5 years now, I think. Since 2019 was my first strength coach. Sorry, that's six years. Actually, yeah, it's literally just 6 years now because it was March 2019, so we're in April. Yeah, so six years of strength coaches. Did I have 4 to 6 strength coaches in that period? And 6 years ago, I'd just done my mobility journey, just got out of chronic pain after a year of getting mobility coached. And then I did the same thing. I saw how well that worked, and I said, okay, I'm skinny and weak. Let's get strong for the first time ever. Let's see what's possible. And I set goals like one arm chin up, handstand push up. To keep me motivated for years. I didn't know if these things were even possible, but I wanted to aim for them. So through the strength journey over the last 6 years, I've trained in lots of different ways. Like, because I've had different coaches use different methods. I've trained the more kind of normal, traditional kind of 3 sets of 8 or, you know, the basic stuff, we'll say 3 to 5 minute rest times. I've trained other systems more like CrossFit on timers. I've done more grease the groove type methods where you can do certain reps throughout the day at home. And then in terms of like time, some of the longest one arm chin up sessions I did were like 3 hours long, very intense. And even right now, one of my sessions during the week is just 15 or 20 minutes. So I've trained in lots of different ways. And I get asked these questions a bit as well, because obviously I'm bigger, stronger now, nearly doing one arm chin ups. I've done a handstand push up. I'm 7 or 8 kg of muscle throughout this journey as well. And I'm just going to break down some of the basics. That's really going to help you here, and you'll see how you can do, like the title says, effective strength training and from anywhere. Because for those 6 years, like two or three of those years were COVID, and I was training here in the sitting room with just a bar and rings that cost me a total like €50. So like, to think, oh, I need money to get strong or any of these things, bullshit. Like, you just literally need your own body. And that's what I tell people as well when they chat to me about this. I'm like, if you know enough about strength training, just some of these basic things, you can get stronger infinitely from a prison cell. Like, just from one room using your own body weight. So that's very empowering, and it comes from understanding the things that we'll go through here. So the first point is your body understands force, not exercises. Okay, so I'll say that again. Your body understands force, not exercises. So your brain doesn't know the difference between a 20 kg kettlebell, a 20 kg barbell, a 20 kg child, a 20 kg bag, or a 20 kg rock. It doesn't know. Like, even think of that back through the evolution of humans. There was no barbells, there was no kettlebells. Like, we created these things. So your body just understands force, and once you understand that, you can see how you can get stronger anyway, using your body weight, using external weights that we created, like the barbell, the kettlebell, using external weights from the natural world, like a rock or a log or something outside. There's infinite ways to get stronger, but just as long as you're putting force into the body and you're slowly progressing it, then you're going to get stronger. So to put in two principles here that you need to know. First one is progressive overload. Very basic. When you go into the gym, and if you're doing a squat or a bench or a deadlift, and you start with, let's say, 20 kg, and then after a few weeks, maybe you go 22, 25, 30, etc., you're using progressive overload. Okay, so we all know that one. If you want to get stronger, you need to slowly increase the intensity of the exercise. But we just think of the adding the weight, but really what you're doing is you're just putting more force into your body. You're adding the 2 kg of force, the 5 kg of force, the 10 kg, etc. So, like, that's how I think of everything. I don't think of the barbell, the weight, like, it's just the force that's going into your body. And you can, like I said, you can do that in many different ways. And for the progressive overload, like I'm saying, can be your own body weight, where you just use harder progressions, which means your muscles have to work harder, which is the same as adding weights. Or you can use the weights in the gym. And with progressive overload, you can increase that through like volume, intensity, frequency, or time. So very simply, if you're squatting 40 kg and you're doing 3 sets of 8, to do progressive overload, you could just do 4 sets of 8 the next time. So you've increased the volume, the amount of sets. If you wanted to increase intensity, instead of doing 3 sets of 8 at 40, now you do 3 sets of 8 at 45. That's increasing the force going into the body. And then increasing the frequency would be, you train 2 times a week, now you're going to do the same sessions 3 times a week. And then to progress in terms of time, that would be, if you have like 3-minute rest period, now you have a 2-minute rest period. So you have less recovery time. Okay, so quick crash course there on the progressive overload. And one other principle then is the SAID principle. So the specific adaptations to imposed demand. And this is very important too when we get to point number 2 on about your goals. So while I said your body understands force, which it does, it also adapts very specifically to what you are doing. So to go back to that example of if it's a 20 kg barbell, 20 kg kettlebells, or you're just doing push-ups on the floor, whichever one you want to get better at, that's the one you should do. Okay, so for example, if I start working on push-ups for once, getting really strong, you know, going 10 push-ups, 20, up to 50 push-ups, my bench press will be a bit stronger. Like, that will transfer over because it's the same horizontal pushing movement. But if my main goal was to improve my bench press, you would be better off just bench pressing because it's the exact thing that you're trying to get better at. It's specific. The specific thing that you're trying to get better at, and like it says there, specific adaptations to imposed demand, that would be better to stick at the thing you actually want to improve at. And in terms of like cardio, we see that too. We know just by going out for a jog you can improve your cardio, but let's say you took a runner, an experienced runner, and you put him into jiu-jitsu. How's his cardio? Not great. And the opposite way around, you take someone who's very fit in jiu-jitsu, but you just put them running a marathon. How's their cardio? Not great either. Like, there will be crossover, but if you want to run the marathon, you're better to run. If you want to do jiu-jitsu, you're better to do that. So, yeah, we can finish that point there. Just to reiterate again, that force is force. So to think, oh, I can't train because I can't go to the gym or anything like that, doesn't even make sense. Your body doesn't even understand that. You can put force into your body from anywhere through like push-ups and bodyweight exercises. But at the end of the day, you want to be specific to what you're doing, which is your goals, which we'll go into now. So point number 2, your goals and personality decide your method. So in terms of the goals, yeah, like, are you preparing for competition in jiu-jitsu? Or are you doing strength competitions? Or are you just a hobbyist? Like, you're just looking to do the bare minimum in terms of strength training. You need to decide all this. But in terms of the methods, just to give you the 2 basic ones that I'm doing, you can do like the traditional strength method, which could be like 3 sets of 5, 5 sets of 5, could be 3 sets of 8 to 12, 4 sets of 4 to 6, you know, the normal kind of sets and reps with your 3 to 5 minute rest times. That's just basic and it works. And you slowly go up the weights as you're progressing and getting stronger. Or it doesn't have to be the weights, it can be the volume, the frequency, the time, like we were saying. So that's one way. Another way to train then would be, my coach called it dense strength, but it's essentially like the CrossFit method on the timer. So to give you an example, let's say I wanted to do push-ups. I could do 10 push-ups, then take a 3-minute break, do 10 push-ups, 3-minute break, 10 push-ups. That's 30 push-ups. But I could also do it a different way, where I get my phone timer to 10 minutes, press start, and then I do... what reps did I say? Did I say 10, 10, 10, 30? Yeah. So I put 10 minutes on the timer, and at the top of each minute, I'm going to do 3 reps. So 10 minutes, start, 1, 2, 3. Wait till the timer hits 9, 1, 2, 3. Wait till the timer hits 8, 1, 2, 3. And at the end of those 10 minutes, I'll have 30 push-ups done as well. Okay, so it will work out a bit quicker when you do it that way, and you could put even more reps into it. So that's depending on the personality too. So it depends on like how busy your life is. Do you have an hour and a half to do the more traditional methods? Or do you need to get something done quickly in like 10, 20 minutes? Then that's usually a better one. And also in terms of personality, the more, just from working with clients and stuff, the more maybe, you know, like the kind of ADHD people who are just, you know, can't really sit still. They don't want to sit for 3 minutes. They're getting bored. Like 3 minutes is too long, etc. And they just want to be up and going. The timer method is great for them because there's barely any rest. There's like 20, 30 seconds rest max. And then you're getting into the exercise again. So they're both going to be getting stronger, but it's just different methods. And the people who are fine to kind of take the rest period, maybe even like watch back their form. They record themselves, watch back the form and the rest period. Yeah. Then they're happy enough to kind of wait and do the more traditional one. And like I said in the intro, I'm doing the both of them now. So I've tried them all in different ways, but now I'm doing one session during the week, which is upper pull, and that's in the gym, using the weights, like weighted chin-ups, you know, doing bench press, doing dips and those kind of exercises in a more traditional way, like 3 or 4 sets of 4 to 6 for the A's, the harder ones. Then I might go down and do like 3 sets of 8 to 12 for the secondary exercises, and then 1 or 2 sets, like 10 to 15 for the accessory ones for the weaker muscles. So that's basic stuff, weights, hour to hour and a half, traditional sets and reps. Then second session during the week, it's the total opposite. It's body weight here at home. I just get out my pull-up bar. So it's instead of weights, it's now body weight. Instead of traditional method, it's now more kind of grease the groove, where I'm doing the bare minimum. So I'm literally just doing 2 sets of pull-ups, 2 sets of push-ups. That's it. And so, and again, this one's longer, hour and a half. This one is very short, 15 to 20 minutes. So you can see they're 2 totally different sessions, but in both of them, I'm putting force into my body and I'm slowly progressing it and overloading it and I'm getting stronger. And you can see my goals are coming into it too. Why don't you just do 2 of those sessions, Mark, with the weights and stuff? Well, I still have the goal of the one-arm chin-up. So I'm being very specific and I'm working on one-arm chin-up variations here at home when I do that exercise. Or sorry, when I do this session. The other session in the gym, I'm working on weighted chin-ups, which still will get me stronger vertical pulling. But again, if I want to do a one-arm chin-up, what's the best thing to do? Specific adaptations to impose demand. I need to be doing some one-arm chin-up reps. So you can see there, I'm kind of covering everything I'm talking about in my own example there, where I have the 2 different sessions, very different in terms of the methods. But ultimately, I'm getting stronger and I'm also progressing towards my own goals. So yeah, it really depends on you. If you want to get a stronger bench press, a squat, you need to be doing them in the gym. If you're not too bothered, but you just want to get stronger, you can be doing either one. So then obviously, if you're looking for a handstand push-up or a one-arm chin-up, the bodyweight ones, you need to be doing them as well. And the final point to consider, which is just as important, what is sustainable right now? Because everyone's life is different. Like from working with hundreds of clients, no one's the same. Obviously, if the people, let's say even train some people who are still in school. Cool. Then after that, you've obviously the people that are in college. And then after that, you have the people that are working. And then after that, you're going into the family stuff. You know, people that have wife and kids, family, etc. And each person has different circumstances. Each person has a different personality as well. So all of this will go into the calculus when I'm trying to decide what way will I program their strength or their mobility, strength and conditioning, whatever it is that they want to get out of the program. So for example, people who have a lot of time, they might be in their first job and it's kind of 9 to 5 and there's nothing too extra about it because they're just getting to learn it. They have a lot of time. They could be training 3, 4, 5 times a week. They could be doing hour and a half sessions and putting a lot of energy into it because they have no other commitments. Like maybe they don't have a boyfriend, girlfriend, they don't have family, kids, etc. Whereas, excuse me, a client, Matthew, pops into my mind, who was a higher level manager. And this is back on Facebook. So that's, I used to work on Facebook years ago. Jesus, nearly 7 years ago at this stage. And I did jiu-jitsu with Matthew. I ended up training Matthew in strength. Started with mobility, overcomes chronic pain, then into strength and conditioning. But yeah, manager on Facebook, wife, and was it 3 kids? So not much time, you know, not much time. So we did start more traditional, but we ended up going more into the kind of the dense strength, the timer method, and condensing workouts into very short amounts of time, but still getting enough stimulus to progress in terms of strength. So yeah, look, all the videos I make are just aimed at younger me. I wish I would just get a kind of snapshot like this, like how do I strength train? What's the most effective way? And they're the things you need to understand, that your body understands force, not exercises. So at the end of the day, you can train from anywhere. Then secondly, obviously you might have some goals and you have a certain type of personality too. So bring that in. And you're going to align more with one method over the other. And then the last thing, yeah, like what's actually sustainable right now? Because you've probably heard this line before, but it's so true. Like, because everyone's like, what's the best program? What's the optimal program? Like, the best program is the one that you can do consistently. And you've probably heard it before, but have you really followed it though? So that's the thing. So that's it. The best program is the one that you do consistently. There's like, even if you did a program that was more optimal, but you could only stick at it for 3 or 4 months compared to 1 year of consistent training on the less optimal program, that's actually the more optimal one, just over a longer time frame. Because another line I love, you need to look at the long-term domination over the short-term gratification. and you can use all this to hopefully help you do that. So to finish up then, so for the in-person coaching, back to an in-person coaching this year. So I'm doing that in Brazier Jiu-Jitsu in Inchicore every Saturday. So we got the mobility class at 11:30, 12:30, and then Jiu-Jitsu at 12:45 to 2. So if you're looking to start your mobility journey, overcome chronic pain and injury, or improve it for Jiu-Jitsu, you can DM me. Or if you want to start your Jiu-Jitsu journey, DM me there as well. I'll set you up with a free trial. And in terms of the online coaching or in person as well, we've got the Physical Freedom Program. So that's about the overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching your athletic potential. There's S&C in there as well. I suppose I usually do take people who have chronic pain injury first. Then when they overcome that, bring them on the strength journey. But I do have some just pure strength training clients as well, strength and conditioning. So if you're interested in that too, you can DM me. And then for people who might be a bit stuck for money, we have the Physical Freedom membership option. So that's where you can get it for very cheap. You can get some template programs in mobility, in strength and conditioning. And then there's a weekly call every Tuesday where I pop on and you can ask me any questions that you're struggling with. So that's it. Yes, if you want to support the podcast, if you're getting value from it, follow, rate. So on Spotify, you can do the rating in 2 clicks. And then on YouTube, subscribing would be the best thing there. Cool. So that's it. Don't settle. Live true to yourself. We'll talk to you next week.